they have sentimental value and so forth. And I just recently got a hold of a radio that similar to the radio, first, one of the first radios I had. It's not not amateur radio. It was a CB radio. That was one of my stepping stones into ham radio, much to the chagrin of some hams. You know, they'll look down on CBers and so forth. But I found CB to be a stepping stone into ham radio, and there's probably a majority of hams that were licensed in the 70s and 80s that probably did the same thing. And now that band is kind of dead, and I think that we'll lose the influx of the more technically competent people who operated on that band into the ranks of ham radio. So anyway, I'm getting off topic here. The first radio that I had, I had it for a few years, and then I got rid of it, and I always wanted to get sort of get it back. But I couldn't get the first one back because the guy that I sold it to, he had long since discarded it. And I got a hold of another one from a friend of mine who was actually going to discard it too. It looked really, really bad, and I didn't even want it at first because it looked so bad. So then I spent some time. This was only a couple months ago, Jim. I spent some time cleaning the thing up and repainting the cabinet to the original color because somebody had repainted it a really horrible color. And I tried to find a close match at Lowe's, which I did, and it was a very, very inexpensive restoration. It didn't really cost me more than the can of paint and some of my time. And I just felt good about having this thing fixed up and looking like new, you know, because it's a memento, you know. And have I used it? No, I haven't. I haven't even turned it on yet. It's more or less a memento.